What kind? Oh, you want this? Ashley, Ashley Holston, Holston. Date of birth is 12/1/96. This is a 25-year-old young lady. Today is 9/7. 25-year-old young lady whom we saw on 8/1/2022 with vaginal bleeding. At that time, an ultrasound was done, ultrasound for possible dysfunctional uterine bleeding. Patient proved to have a fetus within her uterus. Subsequently, was sent to the emergency room to rule out ectopic pregnancy and other issues regarding vaginal bleeding in pregnancy. Patient had a vaginal ultrasound, which showed a viable infant, viable pregnancy, intrauterine pregnancy at 10 weeks. And 6 day size period. Patient also had a negative COVID test. Ear analysis showed no evidence of infection. Beta HCG was quite elevated, consistent with the age of the fetus. CBC CMPs were pretty much within normal limits period. The paragraph, she comes in today, she's wanting a second ultrasound because it's taken forever to get to see a OB/GYN, and she's concerned about her baby. She's continued to have some bleeding, but the bleeding has been definitely less than it was before. She is taking her prenatal vitamins at this time. She's alert. She's awake. She's in no distress. Medication, only prenatal vitamins. Immunization, no significant allergy, none. Medical problems, hysterectomy, and I'm sorry, cholecystectomy, appendectomy, gastric sleeve. Medical problems, medical problems is obesity, and she was on phentermine at one time, but had not been taking the phentermine for a few weeks before 8/1/22. So she's already off of it. Nevertheless, she's not taking any phentermine at this time except for her prenatals. She's alert, she's awake, she's in no distress. 241 pounds. This is up about 11 pounds since last visit a month ago. 100% oxygen, 98.3, 16, 98, 112 over 69. Heart positive, some positive, still on the clear abdomen soft. Make sure you have these initials are shown on the cosmic analysis. The pelvic ultrasound shows what looks like a 14 to 15 week pregnancy. Again, this is a abdominal ultra, pelvic and abdominal ultrasound, not a vaginal ultrasound. Patient is scheduled for a OB ultrasound with her OB physician as soon as she sees them next week. Patient's heart rate is strong. Fetus heart rate is strong. Placenta is placenta position is appropriate, and there's plenty of amniotic fluid present, which is all about all I can tell you today. Patient will keep her appointment, of course, continue with prenatal, and take iron tablets per instruction of her OB. Thank you.